We went from scheduled to live. You have to wait for Doug's fat ass to roll over the button. Well, that's not very nice, Wing Wong.
All right. Oh, fuck. Let's get going. It's done.
I've been looking forward to recording all day, and we get on here, and you're just so damn angry.
No, I'm not. I am.
I'm not. I am. You can't hide it from me.
All right. Let's get this shit going.
So I texted you, called you, whatever. Not yesterday. What is today? Today's Thursday, right? So Tuesday, I had texted you and asked you if you wanted to record tonight, if that would work for you. It turned out not to work. Obviously, we didn't record. The reason I was sitting in training when I... What was that look?
Nothing.
You look like you're all fucked up.
Yeah, we put a board together and then the shit in the order.
Yeah.
So look at the fucking board.
Oh, yeah. You want to wake up? You want to thank the new patrons first? Sure. I told you I wanted to start the show by talking about that. But go ahead. No, you're fine. We are more prepared than normal.
So that's the problem with getting prepared. That we don't do anything with it. You know, I wanted to thank all the patrons that we picked up here recently.
Gotcha.
And then I was going to lead into my story, and then you were going to counter with your story, and then we were going to do this, and then we were going to do that. But now it's all just fucking, we might as well just quit.
Everything is fucked.
Let's start over. You know what? I want to
end this whole thing.
I want to start over.
And we're live.
Hold on. I'm going to make this look real.
All right. And we're live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, so I was in training the other day. Oh, damn it. Fucked it up.
No, please. Go ahead. I'm sorry for being a prick. Tell me about the training.
No. I want you to thank our patrons. No, I want to thank our patrons. Okay. If you are a patron of ours, I appreciate it. I'm being sincere. That's all the sincerity you can get out of me is about 10 seconds. Hey, I can't do it. I can't do it, man.
All right. So, Anthony, have you had any interesting training at work?
Oh, God. So we're going out of order then? We got a board here.
Look it.
Oh, okay. Cool. I see what's on the board next. Ready?
Go.
Oh, shit. So it got me thinking. I was sitting in this fucking training for... The training is for Introduction to Basic Hydraulics. So the place that I work is going to start implementing hydraulic systems, and I have to start helping to build these hydraulic systems. My first thought was I have no interest in building hydraulic systems. So it got me thinking that we need advertising on this fucking show. I think I decided I want to be a Casper mattress salesman. And it just took Introduction to Hydraulic Systems to get me to decide that I want to sell mattresses for a living.
You know, so if I can give you some advice on how to
make hydraulic systems,
the fast road to getting to where we can make a living doing this,
mm-hmm.
Show up on time.
Show up on time. What are you talking about?
Nothing. I just did. Show up on time.
All right. Now I understand why you're being a bitch. Now I understand.
Why?
Why? Because I came in here at 4:59 and you were mad because I wasn't here at whatever time you wanted me to be here. Are you just trying to pick a fight with me?
If I wanted to pick a fight, I'd just pick the fight.
I think you are. We can do that if you want.
You're a bitch.
Don't steal my line.
No, I don't want to fight with you.
Good, because I don't want to fight with you either, buddy. We're all like right. Best friends. We're like two peas in a pod.
So I would like to take a second here
right.
And tell a little or talk a little bit about a company called HelloFresh.
Okay. That sounds so good.
I don't know if you're aware, but you have the ability to go online and order food and have it delivered right to your door.
Is it fresh food?
It is fresh food. But here's the interesting thing.
All right.
Because we recently signed up for it here at the Doug household. Uh-huh. And 2 weeks in a row, they sent the fucking food to the wrong fucking state.
We're not getting any money for this one.
So I canceled it. I paid for it, got it for 2 weeks, and canceled it. All without getting any fucking food. Fucking homo cocksuckers. And it wasn't even like it was a state that sounds the same.
It wasn't even a state that sounds the same. Because that makes a difference. State that sounds the same. Wait. Oklahoma. Schmoklahoma. Iowa. Florida. I'm trying to think of two states that sound the same.
There's so many different things, you know, like if it was, I get a call from a UPS guy on the other side of the country. They had my phone number, right? And the UPS guy just said, hey, I walked up to your door to deliver this box and it's perishable food. What do you want me to do with it? I said, I want you to deliver it.
I want you to deliver it to my house.
He said, well, I just went to your house. I went to your house and the people that answered the door said, you don't live there. Where are you at? He said, North Carolina. I said, I don't live in North Carolina. What the fuck? I'm not even.
So awesome.
Dick hole.
You should have told him to get back in your fucking truck and deliver it to my house.
I said, fucking take it to your house and eat it. I don't give a fuck what you do with it now at this point.
Oh, fucking shit.
We didn't even buy groceries we only bought like half a week's groceries because we thought we were going to have food from HelloFresh for the other three meals.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
So if somebody,
if you want to sign up for it, use promo code wrong fucking state, you douchebag cocksuckers.
That's a long promo code. So if somebody knocked on my door and said, hey, here's your HelloFresh. You know what I would say? Thank you. Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you.
There's got to be a couple fucking hamburger or something in there I can eat. Assholes.
Yeah, I was so bad. Sorry. I was so ready to record because I just wanted to tell you that all I wanted to say was I want to sell mattresses. God, this is so boring.
We got so you know our buddy. I don't know if can two guys call a girl a buddy? Juliet.
Oh, yeah. She's like one of the guys.
Without a dick.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you listened to her show?
When did we start this podcast? I listened years to ago. Yep, there you go. I listened to one episode a couple years ago.
Anyway, so she's doing live shows now.
Oh, sweet.
So it's like an after the bourbon thing. I don't know.
All right.
But she does interviews and shit. But anyway, so here's what I think. One, because if you watch hers, it's like how a live YouTuber should do it, right?
Okay. Isn't that what we're doing?
No. Do you think? Yes. You have a butt plug.
This is how live YouTubers should do it. Click the link.
Anyway.
Click the link down there.
Don't forget to subscribe to the clip. That's what I should do is just print up a whatever.
Button in the back that says subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe.
I'm going to do that.
You should.
What the fuck was I saying? Anyway, so now she's doing live shows.
Mm-hmm.
She's had like what Anthony Kumi on there, and who's that hat comedian that takes his shirt off and tells the same joke over and over again about being a machine?
Bert Kreischer. I've never heard his act, but I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, I think it's a big deal that she interviewed him.
Sure, he's pretty big. I mean, like in the comedy world,
and in real life,
and in real life.
So anyway, I was thinking now that we should be big enough that we could interview her, maybe interview her producer. and have him produce our show so our show looks as good as her show.
Maybe she'll let us use her microphone. That's probably as far as it would go. She'll let us borrow her microphone. Yeah, does he want to produce our show?
Anyway. So everybody,
go ahead. No, I was going to say that some of that Circle Jerk podcast that we used to get into, there's a, I don't know if it's a new one or whatever, that joined that Circle Jerk, and they had the bassist from Gwar on their show. They interviewed the bassist from Gwar. I think that's pretty fucking amazing.
At least just say who the show is if you're going to talk about them.
I don't remember.
Check them out over at Pullboys Podcast.
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah, they were on Pullboys Podcast. Yes. Simple Blasphemy. I didn't listen to it, but I just saw it scrolling through Twitter today. They had the he's not the bassist anymore, but the ex-bassist from Gwar, Beefcake. I fucking love Gwar, and it's probably going to make me listen to their show. So
I think Blunt Mommy is friends with Simple Blasphemy or something. She was on there. That's what it was. She was on there.
She was on the week before Beefcake, I guess.
Whatever. I don't care.
I'm pulling us right back in. I want it out, and I'm pulling us right back in. Gwar, man. Fucking Gwar.
Let's see. Patreon. Yeah, thanks, patrons. I'm not taking my shirt off, you dickholes. There's like 40 comments about everybody will jump up their tears and shit if I take my shirt off.
How about if I put my pants back on? Will you jump up tears then?
God. All right. Let's just go back to doing our regular podcast that nobody listened to.
Okay. I'm good with that. As long as we get that fucking sweet, sweet Casper mattress money.
All right. What do you want to do? What'd you send me? You texted me something. Female quotas or something. Right?
Yeah. Yes. That's not the one I texted you, but we can talk about that one if you want. The one I texted you was about, the comedy
I was trying to do a fucking segue. What was the comic relief ones?
Let's see. We're all out of order again. We got it all fucked up. We're all fucked up. So comic relief will stop sending celebrities abroad in wake of white savior racism row. What's a row? Is that like a bunch of people in a group?
Do I have access to this thing you're reading?
Yeah, it's comic relief.
We're so bad at this.
No, we're good. Everything's cool. Don't worry. We'll take it out in post. This is interesting content right here.
Where you at?
Comic relief.
Got it. All right. I'm on board. Comic relief.
So the first thing I thought was, didn't comic relief stop in like the 80s? I thought they shut that down in the 80s. Is that not true? Or I think it Farm Aid.
There's a lot to unpack there. I don't know.
Is there? So apparently comic relief is still around.
Yes.
You didn't know. You didn't know. Comic Relief will stop sending celebrities abroad in the wake of its white savior racism row. The charity founder, Richard Curtis, has told MPs. What's MPs?
Military
police. Gotcha. After the comments were made, the organization came under fire earlier this year after Labor MP David Lammy said it was perpetuating tired and unhelpful stereotypes by using white saviors to raise awareness of the poverty facing some Africans.
I'm for that.
You're for what?
I wasn't listening. I don't know.
You're for poor Africans? I don't understand what you're for.
Yeah. Don't we want them
to immigrate to our country? I don't understand what you're saying. Understand what you're asking me.
I don't understand what's the problem? Because this white lady picked up a little black boy. She's the white savior and we're supposed to. I don't understand.
So she sent the lady at the top here sent a tweet. If you scroll down a little bit, and she has that, she's holding that child. And the tweet said with that picture said obsessed with a broken heart. And supposedly that's racist. I I don't know. I'm confused. It says, Mr. Lammy, MP for Tottenham, tweeted, the world does not need any more white saviors.
Okay, then pull out. Everybody, pull out.
Yeah, so white people just don't help Africa anymore at all?
Don't help anybody.
Don't help anybody?
Only help white people.
But that's racist.
No, it's racist if white people help black people.
No.
Just nobody help anybody.
Nobody help well, anybody ever.
Okay, so whatever. I don't care.
Whatever. I don't care.
My computer froze up.
Oh, no. All right. I imagine as we go into this new future, that will not be based on celebrities going abroad. I suspect we will start the new initiative not going that way. On TV, I think we'll be heading in the direction of not using and particularly being very careful to give voices to people abroad. So they're collecting money for African charities and they have to stop. It's important that they stop because I don't understand what they want. How does this help anybody?
All right, I'm back. What?
Oh, you're killing me.
It's so stupid. Things like that is why I don't like doing a podcast. Those stories.
Yeah.
Because I feel like anything it's like it's planted. Like the story's so stupid that I can't help but think that it's fake.
Like just to get you outraged or something?
Yeah, because so who's going to be mad that white people are helping? Like that don't seem like a real thing.
I guarantee that they are real. That the way that I found this was somehow on Twitter. I came across a group called, I don't remember the exact name, but it was like No More White Saviors was the group on Twitter. And the whole thing is dedicated to stuff like this, like how bad white people are for trying to help black people. I don't get it. It makes zero sense to me. I don't understand, because apparently if you're white and you try to help black people, you're bad. But if you're white and you don't care about black people, you're bad. It just means you're bad if you're white is what it comes down to.
What you were. So I read an article while you were talking. I just read an article.
Awesome.
And what they recommend. So all the people that are listening, if you're white and you want to help black people, what they recommend is that you take black paint and you rub it over your face and then you go out into the wild like that.
Into the wild. That's racist.
To go where they are and help them. They want you to acclimate.
Awesome. You have to be careful now that we have so many listeners. Somebody might actually do it.
So that's the other thing. I read it. Somebody made a comment about us on one of our YouTube things.
Uh-huh.
And basically it was, who gives a shit about how far your numbers have went up and this and that. But it was a valid point.
I give a shit.
No. They said, you know, I don't care if you're a level 57 podcaster. I like your show. Just keep doing your show. So I don't.
Fair enough.
You were ready to attack them.
Yeah, and you. The difference is that at level 57, we get Casper mattress money. That's
Let's just move on. I don't care.
Let's move on. I don't care.
No, what I mean is I don't want to talk about the advertising shit anymore. I don't care about any. I just want to make each other laugh. What we set out to do. That's all I want to do.
So yeah, Casper mattress makes me laugh. The idea that we're going to get Casper mattress money makes me laugh.
You shut the fuck up about it already. Now you won't shut up about it.
Because it's funny.
You what's so fucking funny about it?
You're fucking killing me. Just make me laugh, please.
I'm not letting you pick the fucking story anymore.
Oh, fuck off. Is that even their real website? You just typed it in. I hope it goes to some fucking porno.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
All right. What's this one? You put this up. This land is not your land.
So Whoa. Do you go ahead? Sorry. I'll let you. Sorry.
I was just finished reading the fucking headline.
No, no, you're fine. You're fine.
This land is not your land. Woke culture now demanding Woody Guthrie be canceled over folk music faux pas or Fox Pass.
Fox Pass. Woody Guthrie did a Fox Pass.
So you, obvious. Okay, I got to play this like you don't know what I'm talking about because I'm the one talking, even though you're the one that put the story up.
Awesome.
So do you know who Woody Guthrie is?
I do.
He has a song. What do you know about the song that he wrote?
He wrote his most famous song was "This Land Is Your Land," which was
how did that go? I'm not familiar. Sing it.
It goes, "This land is your land."
Sing it, bitch. Land,
that's my singing voice. Let me sing. Right. I can't sing. It's a protest song. The fucking song is a protest song. Woody Guthrie was like one of the original progressives.
I don't care about any of that.
I do. That's what this whole story's about. These fucking morons.
The woke culture of the 2010s has finally come for its biggest target yet. Okay, the word woke,
mm-hmm.
I hate it.
No, me too. It's terrible, isn't it?
Why do you hate it? Because it might be different than why I hate it.
I hate it because, well, first of all, I hate it because it sounds stupid. It sounds like
black.
It sounds like white people trying to be black is what it sounds like to me.
So you hate it because you don't want people to be black?
No, I don't want white people to try to act black. I don't like that. It annoys me. And that phrase reminds me of it. It reminds me of a white person that just desperately wants to be black so badly.
Like, what can somebody do in your mind that makes them act like they're black? Like,
I don't know. I guess I don't know what you mean. They can act black. What do you mean?
What does that mean to act black?
You never seen a white guy that wears super baggy pants and just look at him and you're like, yeah, that guy wants to be black. You can just look at him and tell.
I just look at somebody like that and think there's a white guy in baggy pants. I'd never really.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I just don't understand where you're coming from with all this.
I think you do.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
If you're not going to address your racism.
Uh-huh.
Oddly enough, the hippie movement and its counterculture push is the natural predecessor of today's woke progressives who believe they're only continuing the work begun by Vietnam War era feminists, cultural agitators, anti-war protesters, change agents, and the occasional domestic terrorist. The ones who were just blowing things up to make a point, of course.
Just to make a point.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so anyway, fast forward through this whole bullshit.
Uh-huh.
It's people pissed off because of Indians again, right?
No, it's Indians pissed off because of white people.
Well, that's what I meant.
White people.
But it wasn't their land. Like, okay, so they were here, mm-hmm. right? They being
Indians, right? Native Americans.
They were here, and then we came here and tricked them and took their land.
Mm-hmm.
So, where's the bank note that says it was theirs? Like, because we have the
bank note.
Yeah.
We stole their land, invented banks, and now you want to know where the bank note is?
Yes. That's
hilarious.
What was there, like 300 of them?
Uh-huh, at least.
And they claimed the whole country. This is all of ours.
This is all ours. Nobody can't have any of it.
Nobody else gets any. And then we came here.
And we were nice. You know, we just wanted to live peacefully, coexist. And they said, no, you get nothing. Right?
I'm serious. I'm serious about this. Like, this goes into the whole capitalism thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they said, hey, we said, we want to build a railroad right here. And they said, if you do, we'll cut your hair.
Uh-huh. I'm with you so far. We pulled up on our ships, and they said, hey, railroad, over there.
All right. So we wanted to build a railroad.
Uh-huh.
We being white people.
Mm-hmm.
So we start going, and then they come in and chop, 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 and they cut off our hair and shit. And then we say, here's this piece of paper. We're not going to do anything. Please sign it and have some turkey over there. And don't forget to subscribe.
Have some turkey.
So I have some turkey. And then when they were having their turkey, then we fucking
smallpoxed them.
We smallpoxed them and erased the signatures on the treaty. And then they're like, hey, where's our land? And we're like, sorry, bitch, it's our land now. But anyway, we tricked them, right?
Okay.
So what's the fucking problem? They have casinos now. And do you know what would happen if we went in and tried taking their casino land? Me and you. Me and you. What would happen if we walked in and said, hey, this land is our land?
I think that if me and you went in and tried to take their casino land, both of us are so weak-willed, we would be Indians then. We're just them now. Whatever feeble minds we have, they would change them right now.
My point is... Next story.
That's your point. Oh boy, I like your point. It's funny.
All right, move that over there, Woody. Wait
a minute. I don't think that's the kind of point that's going to get us kicked off YouTube, right? What?
This will get us somewhere.
All right,
the 6 degrees of wokeness.
Oh boy,
we'll end this show on a fucking high note.
I didn't realize there were 6 degrees. Okay.
You know, I don't even know where this goes. I hate the word woke. It is defined as a heightened state of social, political, and cultural awareness. Being woke is like taking the red pill from the Matrix, drinking a Red Bull, and reading a something-something essay while listening to a somebody-somebody song. I can't pronounce black words. I don't know what the fuck Tlaib Cuali is.
You don't know who Tlaib Cuali is? Are you serious?
Wow. Do you actually know that?
Yes, absolutely.
You fucking bag. You're
so Tlaib Cuali got together with Mos Def and they made Black Star. Black Star put out an album that was pretty good.
Hey, I see.
Not know?
You know what? I just got pissed off.
Why?
Because we had somebody that has supported us for almost from the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then dropped from our patron because you pissed him off. He said he couldn't take you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But he's now in here watching the fucking show.
Hmm. Good for him. Good for him.
Anyway, the only word in the English language that rivals woke in terms of... I almost mispronounced this.
Oh, boy.
Negroosity.
The fuck does that mean? Is that a word?
The only word in the English language that rivals woke in terms of negroosity is swole. Which is on the short list of the blackest words of all times.
No. No, 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 no. Swole is not black. No. No, no, no. Me and my buddies, we know about swole, all right? I ain't fucking black. That's all I got.
All right. what the fuck, man? Put a name in that's... Make up an English name. If this is how would you say that? Sheik Subra?
Anime.
Make up an American name if you're gonna come in here. It's gonna be really hard to defend It's gonna be really hard to defend that I'm not truly racist sitting here with this fucking shirt on and
right.
All right. Where was I? Negroosity is swole, which is on the short list of the blackest words of all times. When woke first popped into the universe of black vernacular, I thought it was cool, clever, and descriptive. But like everything else, including New York City's Brooklyn, dabbing and taking a knee, once white people found out about it, they ruined it. The word woke has become as overused, fucked over, and stretched out as the neck hole of one of Lawrence Fishburne's t-shirts. And you all going to sit there and act like Lawrence doesn't have a Georgia watermelon sized, you know what? You can't call a black person's head watermelon sized.
You can if you're black.
We wouldn't go over. That's like saying that black person's got legs that look like fried chicken. And arms
you are so racist.
Arms that look like collard greens.
I don't know what collard greens look like.
Like green chicken and waffles.
Hey, you ever had chicken and waffles? Shit's fucking delicious.
And blood like warm Kool-Aid flows through their veins. What
the fuck are you talking about?
Apparently I'm trying to get fired.
I was just gonna say, you're just trying to say the most offensive thing.
Come on. Level one. This is the levels of woke.
Oh, all right, cool.
Level one, asleep. We all know someone who traipses through life in a state of blissful ignorance. This category is preserved for those black people who believe they live in a post-racial America during a time when people their age just don't care that about race. That I don't know that I want to keep going on about this.
What's level six or nine or whatever the highest level is?
My computer's being a dick.
Damn it.
Level six. All right. It's level five is woke as fuck. Level six is an insomniac. This is the highest level of wokeosity. It is a combination whose chemical makeup includes 73% frustration of living in a racist country, 14% listening to Hotep con men.
The fuck does that mean?
Don't act like y'all don't know who I'm talking about. I'm just reading the parentheses.
All right.
8% believing internet conspiracy theories and 5% deciding to stop wearing deodorant. You can't have an intelligent conversation with someone with a PhD in wokeology because fuck me. Because when losing an argument, they can always counter actual facts with, who told you that? The white man? They
That's going to be my argument. Who told you that? The white man? I like it.
They are more well-versed in inane conspiracy theories than Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura, and you can't convince them that the U.S. Department of Agriculture doesn't put fluoride in red Kool-Aid to make black children score lower on their SATs.
If you make Kool-Aid with water, then they put fluoride in your red Kool-Aid, you retard.
Yeah, it goes on to say... whatever. I don't care. I just hate the word.
Good. All that just so you can wrap it up real nice. I don't fuck it. I don't. I just hate the word.
I do. I'm actually curious about your thought about
what.
You know what? Fuck you guys in the chat room.
Hey, if you're going to tell them to fuck off, at least give me a piece. I can't see shit.
Well, you know, I was going to stop on this for a while, but we got to keep going.
Why? That's a good comment.
It's a good comment, but.
Well, we got something important you need to cover. Hard hitting news.
All right, fuck. Could you please just talk? When you see that I'm looking for something, just talk. Fill up the space with something so I don't have to edit it. I'm going to turn on you now, all right?
Right.
Fuck, you just sit there and wait for me to come up with something. Fucking bullshit. All right, I'm done.
All right.
Alaskan Avenger accused of using online sex offender registry to track down and beat up convicted perverts. An Alaskan Avenger armed with a hammer is accused is accused of attacking sex offenders using an online registry to flesh out his hit list. Tracking down up to three victims using Anchorage's public online sex offender registry, Jason Volkovich allegedly
Jason Voorhees
allegedly broke into his victim's home late at night and bashed their heads in with a hammer. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's cold outside. What do you expect him to do? That's what you do when it's cold outside.
One of the victims landed on the sex offender registry 10 years ago after pleading no contest to attempted sexual abuse of a minor. Suffering from a fractured skull, he was asleep when Voorhees terrorized him in his house. He said, "I'm an avenging angel. I'm going to mete out justice for the people you hurt."
Angels don't say that, do they? Don't they just do what they do? They don't have to say that they're an angel. So here's where you lose me. I get it, right? Voorhees, 41, is also accused of robbing his three victims after his vengeful beatings.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
So angels don't rob people. Angels don't need the fucking money. You don't get to say I'm an angel and then take somebody's money.
You do if you hit him in the head with a fucking hammer. Doesn't you can do whatever the way. You can do whatever the fuck you want after that.
I suppose that's true.
And they don't need it. You can get
they don't need it. They just got hit in the head with a hammer. I always thought, like, the first time I saw a claw hammer, I always thought, I don't know why I thought this, but I remember thinking that, like, that would be horrible to get hit in the face with a fucking claw hammer. I was a kid, and I just remember thinking, like, that popped into my head. Like,
I don't know if this is relatable to anybody else. I doubt it. Back when I used to work construction, and this is when I was much younger, we used to have hammer fights. Like,
were you throwing them at each other?
No. The only rule is we couldn't hit each other in the face, but we could hit each other.
Jesus Christ.
You never did that?
No.
You're a pussy, man.
Mm-hmm. Not getting hit with a hammer. Right. Could you hit him in the back of the head? Does that count as the face?
I just said you could. Well, no, you couldn't hit him in the head at all.
Oh.
It was basically just hitting people in the arms and the legs. Sometimes the back.
Sometimes the back. We paralyzed the guy once. No big deal. Fucking idiot.
So you have an issue with you're okay. Are you okay with people breaking into sex offenders' houses and hitting them in the head with a hammer?
In theory? Sure. Yeah. In practice? Yeah, probably.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because so you have some fucking kid who's 18 years old and he fucks his girlfriend who's 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's a sex offender. And then 3 years later, some douchebag guardian angel guy who's hard up for money grabs his mom's hammer and out of her toolbox and then comes over to your house and beats the shit out of you
while you're sleeping.
While you're fucking sleeping and then takes your fucking money. That ain't cool, man.
I don't understand what the problem is. You shouldn't have fucked your girlfriend. All of this could be solved with religion. Don't have sex before you're married. Doesn't matter if you get married when you're 14. Doesn't matter. Fuck you, Doug. What's that all about?
I don't know. Fuck. Well, are we done now? Wait a minute. What do we got here? Completed. Let's do this one.
Jesus criminy.
Blunt knives.
Oh, boy. Blunt knives.
I actually thought this one was interesting. Police handing out blunt knives to domestic violence victims to reduce stabbings in the home.
How does that reduce stabbings?
Because they don't have a sharp point.
You can stab somebody with something if it doesn't have a sharp point. Right?
I'll go on. Good question, Anthony.
Good question.
Victim does.
Victim
just had a fucking stroke. Victims of domestic violence will have their kitchen knives replaced with blunt utensils to prevent their partners attacking them in their own home.
This can't be real. There is no fucking way this is real.
Nottinghamshire police are piloting.
Oh, no, now I know it's real. That word's totally not made up.
Are piloting the scheme where. Scheme? It seems like an odd way to describe it.
Right.
Where around 100 no point knives will be handed to victims who. Isn't that a hatchet?
No point knife is a hatchet or a spoon. We call those spoons.
No, spoons don't have. It's a fucking hatchet.
It looks like a machete to me, like a little tiny machete.
All right. Well, whatever.
Well,
I was gonna put the picture of it up, but then domestic violent knife crime makes up more than 17% of incidents reported to Nottinghamshire police. In 2018-19, out of 900 reports of knife crime, 159 were related to domestic violence. Superintendent Matt McFarland, the new knife crime strategy manager.
This is not real. How do you get that job? I want to be the knife crime strategy manager. That's so fucking stupid. Yes, I snorted. So fucking dumb.
We do see a fair amount of knife-related incidents and domestic abuse, not just on the streets. This is a measure we need to take. We want to reduce that risk. It is a trial. We have about 100 of them, and we so far have given out about 50. The knife is blunt at the end, but still functions as a knife, so you can't stab someone. It's a hatchet.
You can stab someone. You just have to push a little harder. Fucking idiots.
People will stay in a relationship after some serious episodes of domestic abuse. They may stay together for children, but get back together. People know why people people may get together and stay with just because somebody cheats and now you've got a kid together, but then you end up having to stab them with a fucking hatchet. He said the no-point knives would generally be handed out in a situation where a knife had been used or the victim had been threatened on a previous occasion.
So, honey, I went to the police and they gave me this knife for us to use now so you don't stab me anymore. What in the fuck is going on here? There is no way this is real.
Can you imagine? So, you know, you're the husband in this relationship and yeah, you may have had too much to drink the other night and you may have pulled a fucking knife on your wife, but now you come home from work and you know, you just want to cut your fucking steak or whatever. You pull this fucking knife and it's like, bitch,
this knife doesn't have a point. How am I supposed to stab you?
I think this is real. To have a blunt knife in my situation, it would have taken that risk away. It is like you are taking away their options, and the more you can take away, the better. Because sometimes leaving is not an option.
The more you can take away, the better. The more you can take away, the better. Maybe don't be a bitch.
I think it's worth trying to share the image of this on the screen.
All right.
Because what the fuck is that going to solve?
So you're telling me you can't stab somebody with that?
I promise you, if that's the knife that OJ had, those two would still be as dead as they are now.
Yes. They might even be more dead. Can you be more dead?
No, that's probably too much.
Probably not. Just go ahead and say it. It's cool. I won't tell anybody.
All right.
We'll keep this between you and me.
All right. That was fun. Blunt.
Blunt.
You see that up there? You can't see it.
Yeah. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell. Fucking bell. Hit the bell. All right.
All right. Let's take this off the list because we completed that.
Yes. Finally.
Disabled people. See, I put these fucking titles up here and I don't know what it means. And I'm the one that did it.
Mm-hmm. And for some strange reason, it's my fault, right?
I think this is the same guy that we talked about already.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I got to share this. you remember what his name was? Or his show? Didn't we like play part of his show or something?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It looks like the same guy. He's having sex and he's disabled. Because
was gay. The other guy was
gay. Yeah, but maybe he's bi.
No, you don't go from gay to bi. You go from bi to gay.
Like bi now, gay later?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Awesome. I gotta write that down. That's the name of the episode.
All right.
Hey, can somebody out there, send me a message on Twitter or something to remind me of what the episode title is.
Thanks.
Hey, if there's anybody out there that wants to get these episodes in advance, we will gladly send them to you if you take show notes and then send them back to us.
How about as a one of our tiers for our Patreon?
I just thought about something that was really ridiculous.
So did I, and I was about to say it, but you cut me off.
No, what I just said, I was talking to the people in the chat room. If there's anybody out there that wants to get these episodes in advance,
mm-hmm.
We're doing them live. How can they get it any quicker than that?
We'll put a delay on the rest of the feed.
You know what? What if we give somebody a free Patreon, like
six free Patreons?
No, they just get access to our Patreon feed, and all they have to do is listen to our live show and take show notes and send them to us.
Oh, okay. And then,
like, I mean, they're already listening now.
Yeah. And they're already typing dumb shit anyways. They might as well type the dumb shit we say.
Oh, shit. All right. You were going to say something just as stupid as what I had just said.
I already forgot what it was. Oh, so. Nope. Forgot it again. It was something stupid. I can't fucking remember.
The hashtag disabled people are hot movement is changing the way people see disabilities and sex.
No, it's not. it's just not.
All right. Disabled people are sexy. That's the message Andrew Gerza is spreading. And you know, a few thousand others on Twitter, the founder of the disabled people are hot hashtag. How do you become a founder of a?
I think I might officially be a founder of some hashtags.
I got to keep reading so, before I, because sorry, every hashtag has a founder now is what it says. Says he wants disabled people to see themselves as sexual and sensual. Sexual and sensual.
Okay with that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're sexy.
No. Yeah. Yep. So you can see yourself as sexual and sensual. That you don't get to choose how I see you. You're not sexy. You can see yourself however you want. You still look how you look to me. I don't care. Just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up and go think of yourself as sexy. Cool. Good. All right.
A quick warning to those of you reading at work. This article is about to get sexy.
Oh, God.
You're going to read about these cripples and then just go jerk off right after that.
You're going to read about these cripples. I think they like to be called little people.
We're not going to show any bits and pieces. Thank fucking God.
But if your shit's in bits and pieces, you really are crippled.
But best to make sure your manager isn't looking over your shoulder. The disability awareness consultant, self-proclaimed queer cripple with cerebral palsy, that's trying to change the conversation about disability, and it's working. Here's how disabled people are hot started. Why is it that a fucking hashtag that people, you know, people look at it and they're like, yeah, up with cripple people. so then they, whatever. I don't know. What do they do? Find a gif of a retard that they think's hot and put that crippled people are sexy or something?
Right. I think that's what you do. I don't think that's what everybody else does. Oh, hey, look at this guy. He's hot.
I wonder if I can. Tell me that's fucking hot, you lying cocksuckers. And he's gay, so he is actually a lying cocksucker. Anyway, I get it. What the fuck is this? The person who wrote that article is disabled. No shit.
I think you are too.
I have fucking reading comprehension. So I posted a photo naked except for a hat covering my genitals.
Cool.
And then there's a picture. Okay. So when I said something about crippled.
I know where you're going with this.
I don't think you do.
I do. Go ahead.
I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
You're saying he has a hat that says cripple, so it's okay for him to call himself a cripple, but not you?
That's exactly where I was going with it.
Yeah.
Being obese. You can get disability for that. I am technically a cripple. So it's okay.
I think you should get disability for that. That would be so awesome. It would make this show so much better.
If I just hung out at home for disability for being fat.
Recording a podcast.
Put naked pictures of me on Twitter with a cripple hat.
With a donut over your cock.
All right. So when you know, I've told you, you know that I used to be skinny, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So then when you go from being skinny to being fat, right? Mm-hmm. So I had a normal, almost a girthy cock. Right. And then what it's the only way I can explain it. So can you see my finger?
I sure can.
All right. So as you get fat, your fat starts creeping outwards. But the tip, it's not like your dick goes out with the fat. The fat goes around your dick. It's like your dick is connected to your tailbone, and then your fat goes out around it.
You're such a wordsmith.
But all your I'm getting
dick is connected to your tailbone. So you're so gay.
All I'm getting at is if the temperature's right, mm-hmm. okay,
mm-hmm.
and if it's right after I eat supper, uh-huh. I could cover up my dick with just one donut. I could just set it right there. I might have room to spare at the end of the donut if you want to join me. I don't know.
We can meet under the donut. You ever seen those mini eclairs? I think one of those would take care of the job. I'm kind of hung like a tuna can.
Afterward, I put out a request for pictures of people feeling sexy, feeling good, and feeling happy being disabled.
Nobody's happy being disabled.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You don't. You think people with Downs know that they have Downs?
Touche.
All right.
I got nothing.
It should be called ups. They're happy.
Right. They're happy.
That was so fucking funny. I'm saying it again. It should be called ups. They're happy. Thanks.
Was that better?
I thought that was a good line.
It was funny.
All right. Afterward, I put out a request for pictures of people feeling sexy, feeling good, and feeling happy being disabled. I asked them to use the hashtag. By the morning, my mentions had exploded. They were full of people from all over the world posting photos with their mobility devices and or their invisible disabilities. Invisible disabilities.
Hmm.
Each photo was tagged, disabled people are hot.
So anytime I see the word mobility devices, you're not disabled, you're just fat. No matter what. Even if you're skinny and don't have any legs, you got a mobility device, you're just fat. Walk it off. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I feel that way.
So I wanted to follow up with my the HelloFresh thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we signed up for another service.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Goodbye Rotten.
No. So after HelloFresh, we went to another one, and then after that, we're doing another one.
Oh,
so this has all happened like in the last couple weeks, but. The new one that we signed up for, the meals are already cooked. So it's like I'm just paying for them to send me banquet frozen dinners.
That's awesome.
But it's like $9 a piece for each meal.
Whoa.
So, I hope it's good.
I don't know that I spent $9 a week on food ever. We eat popcorn and ramen noodles. Not the gourmet kind like you. That gives me an idea, a good business idea. We could literally just buy fucking banquet meals, take them out of the box, put them in our own box, and resell them. That's a fucking genius idea. Who's right? Delivery meals. That's fucking genius.
Are we done with the cripples?
Yeah, I've been done. I checked out on that one. So what do you think the chances that...
I thought it was funny.
It is funny. Just a little experiment. What if we kept track of how many news stories we read that referenced Twitter or tweets? Do you think we'd be? I mean, don't you think that Twitter is sort of taking over like the journalism side of things? Doesn't it seem weird to you that every single article always references Twitter, always references somebody's tweet, something somebody said on Twitter?
Do I think that it,
I mean, maybe you've never noticed, but it just seems that way to me. Something that I picked up on, I guess.
So what about it?
It doesn't that seem strange to you? Now, I mean, now that I've mentioned it, doesn't it seem strange that like all of a sudden Twitter is some authority in journalism? Every single news article references somebody.
No, I think it's not authority in news articles. It's just a source that's cited all the time. Right. That's all it is. It's a source.
Right. But that would be like if you lived in whatever state and every single national news article mentioned a source from your state or your local town or whatever. Like just the world isn't Twitter.
Take it back to like the whatever the fucking 50s or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you know it's like, yeah, ma'am, I'm in the press. See? I'm in the press, see? And they got the little fucking hat, the fedora with the press card, and
yeah.
In the alleyway, like taking notes and taking pictures and trying to find the fucking story and whatnot. Now they just log into Twitter and say, so OJ's on Twitter now. That's the fucking story.
That's the story. That's kind of my point. That's
there's a naked cripple guy.
That's the story. That was kind of my point.
Right. But I just said it in a way that was funny.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
All right. You want to take like a 15-minute break or so and then head over to our super special bonus Patreon episode?
Yes.
I'm actually excited to talk about these fucking articles.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 15 minutes.
Yeah. So thank you to all the people that signed up to our Patreon. If
you're watching this video and you haven't subscribed or hit the bell, do that. Subscribe to our channel and hit the bell.
Yeah. So when we're doing these live streams like this, it's hard for me to remember to include all the people that are listening to just the audio version of it. Right. And really, essentially, that's what we started the show for, was that.
Sure.
And now we just exclude them. It's like, all right. So
all right, if you're listening to the audio, the show is about to end. That's I don't know what else to say. might not be able to tell from the audio version that we're wrapping it up.
I don't know if anybody can hear the audio. Like, I don't know how good this mic is, but you caught me at just the right spot that when I laughed, I farted uncontrollably.
Awesome. It's my goal in life.
Oh, so what I was going to say is, so check the show notes. You can find us on YouTube to catch the live stream or patreon.com/who's right. You get access to the live stream there. The Patreon only bonus, super duper extraordinary episode.
Super duper.
Catch us on the tail end of the last four official podcasts getting shit on by that cocksucker over there.
Oh shit. And if anybody from our show or our audience, sorry, wants to call and leave a voicemail for us that doesn't listen to the official podcast, 508-974-4489, give us a call. Help us out.
I was just thinking. So, you know, we could take our, we don't have 100,000 listeners, but we could take our thousands of listeners, ask them that we want them to barrage Kaya's voicemail.
Awesome. So,
they don't have theirs published yet. So if you send them to me, I'll forward them to them.
Wait a minute. I think there's something fishy going on here.
All right. Thanks everybody. Thanks for all your support. Anthony, I will see you in 15 minutes.
Sounds good. Bye.